AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. What makes a good commander-in-chief? The presidential candidates were asked that at a forum last night on board the USS Intrepid in New York. Democrat Hillary Clinton answering,
an absolute rock steadiness and mixed with strength to be able to make the hard decisions, because I've had the unique experience of watching and working with several presidents.
Republican Donald Trump says he has the best temperament.
I've built a great company. I've been all over the world. I've dealt with foreign countries. I've done very well, as an example, tremendously well dealing with China and dealing with so many of the countries that are just ripping this country.
Sound courtesy NBC News. Meanwhile, the AP's Jackie Quinn reports James Comey has told colleagues there was no thought of charging Clinton over her use of emails while Secretary of State.
The FBI director did go public to explain why in July it was determined that Hillary Clinton would not be charged with mishandling sensitive information. He says there really was not a prosecutable case, so this wasn't a difficult decision.
Philippine officials say President Rodrigo Duterte skipped summit meetings of Southeast Asian leaders with their U.S. and Indian counterparts in Laos due to a migraine. He's been in the news because of remarks he made about President Obama ahead of the summit. Well, President Obama says the U.S. wants to work with Southeast Asian nations to lower tensions with China in the South China Sea.
The landmark arbitration ruling in July, which is binding, helped clarify maritime rights in the region. I recognize this raises tensions, but I also look forward to discussing how we can constructively move forward together.
An AP investigation has found undocumented foreign fishermen are confined to U.S. boats in Hawaii for years at a time without basic rights or protections. This is AP Radio News. Checking the latest winners at the U.S. Open, we find a top seed is out.
Serena Williams dropped her first set of the U.S. Open, but advanced to the semifinals anyway, seeing off a challenge from the fifth seed Simona Halep 6-3 in the third. Williams next faces a 10 seed Karolina Pliskova. Japan's Kei Nishikori pulled off the biggest upset in the men's draw, closing out a 5-set win over the second seed Andy Murray, 7-5 in the last. He now meets Stan Wawrinka after he ended the comeback run of one Martin Del Potro. Graham Agars, New York.
There's controversy over Clint Eastwood's movie Sully about the ditching of U.S. Airways Flight 1549 in the Hudson River in 2009. Accident investigators in the Real Life probe say they're afraid moviegoers may get the wrong impression they were trying to smear the pilot. Robert Benzin.
We're not the Spanish Inquisition. We're not the KGB. We're simply people trying to figure out what happened.
He was the NTSB investigator in charge. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.